Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because I know that it is possible. I know that the amazing is within my reach. I know that I can if I will. We are in the process of following the steps necessary to live out a radical life because radical is not normal. And I'm not supposed to be normal. And those who know me will tell you that's a good thing because I am definitely there. I am peculiar. I am unique. And the truth is that you are unique as well. The first step I shared for how I'm growing up my radical life, and that is to recognize that they do not have my answers. They want me to do it their way. And if I choose to walk my way, then I am radical to them or not normal. But when I understand that they may have their experience and they may have their knowledge, but they are not me, then I'm a little closer to finding my own unique way. The second step for me is finding a way to organize. I have to organize my finances, my resources, my gifts, my talents, not just so that I know how to utilize it all, but I also know where best to utilize it. Because there are a lot of things spinning around me, but not all of those things get me closer to my unique place. Now, today I'm sharing about what I need to strategize. If I want to bring this radical life to fruition, then I need a workable plan. I am naturally a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants person. I mean, I only took 2 months to put together my dream wedding, and that was only because my mom required I followed some etiquette rules that were time restraint necessary. My spontaneity has deep roots. I can remember when I was helping move a friend from a home where she had been working as a live-in babysitter, and so I was moving all of her clothes to back to her parents' home, and she had just gotten her last paycheck, so she had the cashed paycheck in her purse, and we stopped to fill up my car, and some friends were there as well, filling up for a trip to Florida, and they said, hey, y'all go with us. So we did. I mean, we had clothes, we had money, and we had a car. Why not? We drove to Florida for the day. We had no reservations, no plans, nothing. We just went down, enjoyed the beach and the ocean, and drove back home. It was only a, 6-hour drive, both ways. I could go on, because my lack of planning has been a thorn in my husband's side for many years, so much so that now that I do plan and others recognize me for my great ability to organize and strategize, he still looks behind me to see who they're talking to. There's still room for spontaneity, even in a radical life that has the plans as a foundation. But to break out of the chains that they have been trying to wrap around me, I need a plan. A plan that looks at what I do or want to do, my end destination. Because too often I get caught up in good ideas that lead me in circles but lead nowhere at all. I need a plan that looks at all that I am in this very moment. That takes into account my likes, my dislikes, my abilities, my gifts, and my resources. a plan that looks at all that I want to be and what will be required to make that vision a reality, including classes, courses, or specific certifications. A plan that looks at the world and doesn't blink, because it has enough flexibility built in that it can bend even with the strongest storms. And a plan that looks at the possibilities with bold imagination. Because a radical life is bold and outside the bounds of the normal way of doing things. I am not a master planner, as of yet. I am closer today than I was yesterday. I am learning from others around me. I'm reading books about planning and organization and scheduling. I'm watching seminars and I'm observing lives that are more planned than I have been in my own particular journey. I still like the occasional unexpected trip. I like having spontaneity, but I've learned that with just a little bit of planning, I can make the spontaneous trips even better. It's not so much about dictating all the steps that I will take. Let's look at it with a gardening scenario, because I do love a great garden. I don't have all the seeds lined up and all the plants set out when I strategize for the radical life, but I'm preparing the soil for amazing things that can be grown, whatever things might come along. I am creating a way for the amazing to take root and the impossible to bloom and to blossom. I am taking just the beginning of what will eventually be all that I am designed to be. When I strategize for the radical life, I am just making the beginning. My feeling is that when I strategize for the radical life, then I create the way to be spontaneous in the specifics. I have more freedom with the right plan, not less freedom. Plans and I have never had that great of a relationship. You know, I've been much closer to procrastination in my life. For me, a deadline was simply a challenge to see how long I could put off what needed to be done. And then I had kids. And then I started homeschooling. And then I decided to launch a writing and speaking career in the middle of it all. Suddenly, I discovered that making plans might not be such a bad thing after all. When I strategize for the radical life, when I create plans that will get me to where I want to be, then I need to know where that location may be. See, if I listen to they, I will be constantly moving the finish line. Every they out there has a different understanding of what I need to be doing and where I need to be going. It is up to me to define my destination. My right plan will look at what I want, not what they say. The next thing I want when I seek to strategize for the radical life, I want a plan that looks at me. In case you didn't know it, or I haven't told you lately, I am unique. I have gifts and talents and abilities that no other person has. Now, there are others that can write. There are others that can be hospitable. There are others besides me that have some of the gifts that I have, but no one has the unique combination of essence that I have acquired. That means that my right plan needs to take all of me into account. Just because I can do something does not mean I enjoy doing that or even that I should be doing that. My right plan will be about what I am supposed to be about. When I strategize for the radical life, I want to see beyond this moment. I want to see more, even more than I am right now. I want to take into account what I want to become. See, right now, the largest gathering I've spoken to has been 200 people, but I envision a time when I will speak to 200,000 1,000 people. And just putting that image into my head right now makes me smile. My right plan will include all of my potential and will also take into account the actions and steps necessary to allow that potential to bear fruit. I have, in my lifetime, made more plans than I care to admit. And that's not even taking into consideration all of the New Year's resolutions I've made, even though I never intended to keep them. Because you're supposed to make them, right? I've tried making plans the way my girlfriend makes them. She has this intricate bullet journal that makes me swoon a little when I see it. I mean, it's amazing. But when I tried to do it the way she did it, I struggled to even keep up with the system. Forget about actually getting anything done that I might have written down in that journal. I just had trouble writing the journal. I tried making plans the way my husband makes plans. And let's just not even go into how that turned out for me. Let's just say it wasn't pretty. It turns out that the right plans for me have to be extremely flexible. And I'm talking like Olympic gymnast flexible here, because life stirs up every time I think things are beginning to settle down. My normal routine gets thrown a curveball normally, sometimes by a friend needing help or a family member needing a ride or just unexpected guest showing up out of nowhere. The flexibility of my right plan keeps me on target with my journey despite the curveballs. And finally, when I strategize for my radical life, then I let my imagination go wild. You know, I've heard people question each other about what they would do if they won the lottery. And usually there's a lot of stammering and, I don't know, batted around. But I know. I know because I've let my imagination run down that road. I have a list if you want me to show you. I dare to dream. And when I dream big. So my right plan will include limitless potential because nothing is impossible until I decide it is. The radical life is one that lives out the impossible, and that only becomes possible when I strategize to make it happen. I need a plan if I'm going to fly. I need a plan if I'm going to dominate the world. I need a plan if I'm going to bring my dreams to life. Sometimes I just need a plan if I'm going to get through the day because so much comes up and so much will happen. Most importantly, I need a plan that is right for me. See, planning is not so much about putting things into stone. Planning is about potential. Planning is about creating the potential for everything to come to life. I'm plowing the dirt, so turning the dirt over so that I can plant. I am prepping the food so that meals can be made. I am scheduling the opportunity so that the time can be filled with what needs to fill it. We get caught up in what they say about plans, and believe me, like I said, they have a lot to say about it. But a radical life is not about they. A radical life is so much more. A radical life is the potential, and that's what planning does. It creates the potential. Planning is the beginning of all that I want and desire for my life. It is the outline, the sketch, the first draft, so to speak. And I want to live a radical life. That means I'm going to take time to strategize on how I'm going to get to the radical life that I so desire to live in. Because making plans are not really part of my nature, or maybe they weren't part of my nurture. But no matter how the lack of planning made its way into my life, it had a firm root system. And because of that firm root system, I looked for reasons not to plan. I mean, after all, the Bible says you're not supposed to make plans, right? I determine that because there are scripture that warn of what God will do to the plans of man. It's amazing how much you can find to support a belief if you decide that's what you're going to find, if you set out to support that belief. So I latched on to teachings that said I didn't need to plan. I only needed to be obedient. In Psalm 33:10, we're warned that the Lord will frustrate the plans of man. In James 4 and in many other scripture, we're warned that we do not know what tomorrow will bring. So why plan, right? The more I opened my mind, though, and the more I opened my heart to the truth, to the real truth, to the not to prove what I wanted to believe, the more I began to understand that God wants me to plan so that I am prepared to be obedient. The plans make the way for the obedience in faith. The plans are the potential. The obedience is the action. I began to understand that God only nullifies plans that are not aligned to His purpose, because His purpose will be no matter what plans are made to the contrary. I recognize that it matters little what tomorrow holds, because I need to be prepared for whatever may come, and the right plan will help me be prepared. Jesus Himself talked about the value of making plans and how making plans would reflect on the way the world would view my walk. Read Luke 14, 26 through 33. Jesus shares about how when you set out to build a tower, you have to count the cost to be sure you have enough to finish. Counting the costs is making a plan. He goes on to talk about going to war and the importance of counting the opposing forces so that if there's more on their side than there are on your side, then you can work out terms of peace before the fighting begins. So not only is Jesus advocating for a plan, but for a flexible plan. Solomon calls the man who makes no plan a sluggard. That's to say that he's a man without plans is lazy. In Proverbs 6:6, he says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, and consider her ways." Solomon is pointing out that even the ant, that tiny little creature with that tiny little brain, even that one makes plans. Jesus made plans. He made plans for the Passover meal and plans to go to different towns. Paul made plans. He made plans to visit different churches. Plans have their place in my journey when they are the right plans. I strategize my way to a radical life, a life that is living beyond the limits they have set. When I invest in a plan that is about where I want to go, it is about what I have right now to get there. It is about what I need, my potential for making the trip, and it is about what it will look like when I arrive. That's how I strategize my way to a radical life. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey to strategize a path to radical. I want to hear what you're doing to live out your radical life. Give me a shout out in the email radio@katherinelang.com. You can also share your questions or your suggestions for future shows in the email. I would also love to connect with you on social media. You can find me around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's @KatherineCLang. On Google Plus, it's the plus symbol, Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's The Katherine C. Lang. You can also listen to all the syndicated broadcasts of Growing Hope by visiting www.katherinelang.com/on-air. That's KatherineLang.com. I am Katherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us, because that's what we're called to do. To shatter the delusions of the world, to shatter the limitations they are putting on our journey, to shatter the expectations that come from this world, society, people. We are so much more than the limits that they have. We are called to be peculiar, extraordinary, royalty, and that is radical in their eyes. Dare to live out that radical life. Dare to be bold in your pursuit. Dare to be more than you ever imagined possible. You have it in you. You can, if you will. I can, if I will. Let's encourage each other on this journey. And remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.